And there are a lot of people in Lorain County taking pride this coming weekend. Lorain County Commissioners, along with the Solid Waste Management District, putting together this organizing people to clean up, fix up, spruce up, spiff up. I don't get to say the word spiff too much these days, and that's what you would really want to do. And joining us to talk about that is Lorain County Commissioner Sharon Sweeta. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Getting ready.
How's everyone today?
Oh, we're great. We enjoy the sunshine. We're just hoping that Saturday morning we'll have some nice weather because, you know, you want to get a lot of people coming out to clean up. And Pride Day been going on for many years in Lorain County. And it's great to see all the flowers that get planted and things that get cleaned up during that time.
Exactly. We're looking forward to it, and we're happy the temperatures look like they're going to cooperate at least.
Yeah. And, of course, the volunteers, people of all ages come to help out, families and organizations, right?
Absolutely. We have over 1,800 people who have already expressed interest and said that they're going to participate. And one of the things to keep in mind is maybe you aren't physically or physically or even in a position to do any of the physical cleanup, but a lot of the districts and the cities need help with maybe bringing refreshments or helping to serve lunch or donate lunch. There are all different ways you can help aside from physically chiming in on the work process.
There's always somebody that has to organize it, right, and tell people which plant to plant where and how to, you know, kind of.
Exactly.
Right? You don't have to be the one that is on your hands and knees getting into the dirt, though that's,
right.
That can kind of help out as well, picking up the items. Talk about some of the locations where there might be things going on. You know, there's usually specific parks or corners of streets or something like that. What can you tell
sure.
us?
Sure. Well, let's start with in Lorain. They've got over 365 volunteers signed up already. They're going to be cleaning up at the Moore House. That's at 5th and Reed over by the Historical Society. They want to have a group over at Settlers Watch at the Admiral King Tribute Site. That's going to be mulching and planting. Then out in Vermilion, they have over 400 volunteers signed up. And in Vermilion, they're going to work on weeding and mulching and picking up litter by the East City Entrance Welcome Sign. They want to go to East Exchange Park. They're going to mulch and do flower beds. They're going to weed, edge, and take care of the long beds by Fisherman's Bend Condos. Let's see, we've got over 285 in Avon Lake. They're going to clean up the beach park by York and Electric, the herb garden at Peter Miller House, and the gazebo at Miller Road Park. But we're doing this throughout the county. We see, as I said, over 1,800 volunteers, and we're hoping we're going to get a lot more who show up just on Saturday deciding to join the crowd.
Sharon, I know in recent years, volunteers have taken out those trailers that the Lorain County Solid Waste Management District has. Will that be the case again this year?
Yes, they have to reserve the cab. That's Clean and Beautiful is what that trailer is named. But what we need is they must reserve it in advance. When the organizations reserve it, we need somebody over 21 operating any of the power equipment that we provide within that little trailer unit, because what we have stocked in there are lawnmowers, leaf blowers, trimmers, rakes, shovels, pruners. We put everything in there, safety vests, gloves, cones, garbage bags. But we want any of the power equipment operated only by folks over 21. They can use the trailer for up to 72 hours as long as they've requested it in writing prior to the date. And they have to be at least 25 to sign it out. So if you have a crew there and somebody says, I'll go pick it up, make sure they're over 25.
Talking this morning with Commissioner Sweeta all about the Lorain County Pride Day. Of course, your background was sort of houses and that. You know that people's yards, you clean them up, but they look a lot better when you get some of the weeds taken out and just kind of get things, you know, ready for springtime, too.
Absolutely. And what we've seen is while we have all these volunteers doing community projects, it tends to launch that spring take care of the front yard kind of season as well. Folks get a little inspired by seeing the work that's being done throughout the community, and it gives them a little more initiative to start their spring cleanups and to get yards in shape. And nothing looks better than a nice, clean green space or common areas with flowers. We're excited for it, and it's been a great project over the years.
And it's one of those where you sometimes think, how can this stuff keep getting, where's all this litter coming from? You know, sometimes, but maybe there's always areas that need a chance to be cleaned up and just things taken away. When people show up, do they just bring gloves, be prepared? What would you recommend?
No. We provide everything. We have the gloves. We have the extension arms for picking up litter, the things with the squeeze handle. I'm not quite sure. I guess they're just called litter pickers. We provide the garbage bags. We provide everything. And each volunteer goes over to our drop site, and all they have to do is pull in. We know how many volunteers that they've registered. We pack enough equipment and supplies for the projects they're going to do. Their coordinator pulls in, picks up the supplies. The boxes are packed. They're in and out in a few minutes. And on Saturday morning, they're ready to go. We just need people to show up.
Maybe bring a little sunscreen. I'm just saying, because sometimes if you're out there working all day, you're enjoying it, then later on you're thinking, whoa, it was a nice day, and now I've got a little bit of course, any kind of hard work, there's always that good feeling that you've done something, you've accomplished something on a Saturday morning after that, for sure.
We agree. I'm going to have them appoint me to one of the locations. I like to roll up my sleeves and get involved, and it'll feel good to be out in the fresh air and working side by side with the folks who are putting their time into making Lorain County more beautiful.
Sharon, talking about getting involved, you got involved. You've been on the job now as a county commissioner for 3 months. Your first time on the morning show with us, and hopefully we can get you in studio soon. But how would you describe that initial period of serving?
First of all, I love the opportunity to serve, and I feel very blessed to be in the situation I'm in and able to work within the county the way that I'm having that opportunity to do so. The first 60 days probably were a little bit of a whirlwind, trying to not so much learn what the commissioners do, but making the connections with the specific boards, with the committees, with the projects. We've been very active in the office. During my first 3 months here, we launched our 911 center. We brought new participants to the table there. We are working on the merger between the Addis and the Mental Health Board. We have we have a lot of road projects going on, bridge projects. So it's been a lot, but it's exciting. Having been a resident of the county, you know, forever, it makes it somewhat easier because I'm familiar with a lot of what the county needs, what it does. But it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, and I'm totally enjoying. The people have been wonderful. I have two great other commissioners to work with. Commissioner Kukowski and Commissioner Lundy have just brought me right into the fold, and they're very attentive to any backstory that I need on any of the projects we're doing. And I just see a lot of good stuff coming out of the county in the months ahead.
Well, Commissioner Sweda, we appreciate your time this morning. And where might they see you on Saturday? Have you figured out where you might go?
Well, I'm a member of the Lorain chapter of the Lions Club, and I know that they're going to be doing something with Better Block, so I'm going to volunteer down there later in the afternoon. My thought is I will probably try to do something here in my hometown of Amherst and then split the time, as I will be heading over to Lorain and see if I can get involved over there as well. So I'll leave that up to Brandy, who, by the way, Brandy Schnell is our coordinator, and this gal does it all. You can reach her if you still want to participate within your community. She'll get you in touch. Her email is B Schnell, and we're going to spell her last name S-C-H-N-E-L-L at lorainecounty.us or pick up the phone and call her, 440-328-2249. If you didn't catch that, call the commissioner's office. I'll be glad to direct you, but we'd love to have double that number of volunteers.
Get everybody out there this coming Saturday for Lorain County Pride Day. Commissioner Sweeta, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing
with us. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.